God's creation is amazing, totally amazing. And I want to talk a little bit about God's creation this afternoon and link it to the passage that Eileen read to us. First of all, I want us to take the apple. Okay, so I've cut an apple in half here. And as you can see, there are holes in the middle of the apple where the pips are. And I think on average, in a sort of an average apple, you'll get about 5 or 6 pips or seeds in the middle of an apple. So immediately we get the idea that one apple doesn't produce just one seed, it produces 5 or 6. If you take, though, a piece of wheat, such as this, we have the stalk, and then we have the ear on the top, don't we? And then in the ear, we have a whole load of seeds, or sometimes they're called kernels. And on average, in a piece of wheat, we have about 50 seeds that come just from one piece of corn. So with the apple, there was 5 or 6 seeds. With the piece of wheat, there's 50. Now this is a sunflower. And my mother this year, she sowed one sunflower seed, and it grew to about 12 foot tall. And it was absolutely huge. I guess because we had a lot of sun over the summer, it grew so much. Now, this is not a fully formed sunflower, but when you get a fully formed sunflower with its head, there are about 2,000 seeds in a sunflower. So with an apple, you have about 5 to 6 seeds. In a piece of wheat, you have about 50 seeds. In a sunflower, you have 2,000 seeds. So already you get the idea that there's a principle at work in the design of creation. It's a principle of growth. It's a principle of reproduction and multiplication. It's there in nature. It's there in creation. And then, of course, there's us. Now, I'm not going to put you off your tea, honestly. And I don't know here if there is anybody who knows Greek. A lot of the words in our culture, language, come from Greek. I just wondered if anybody knew the Greek word for seed. Now, I promise you, as I said, I'm not going to go into detail here or go any further with this, but let me tell you, it's sperma. Okay, now that is the Greek word for seed, and I won't tell you the numbers, but the numbers in the whole process of human reproduction are off the scale. They are absolutely amazing. It's in creation. It's in nature. This idea that God has planned it so that things will not just grow or reproduce, but multiply. And that is why we can have harvest, because there is so much abundance in our world. In the parables that Jesus taught, and the ones we actually heard, two small ones this afternoon, I think Jesus was doing probably two things. First of all, he was saying that creation just gets on with it. That nature has it inbuilt. The farmer, even though he has to tend the soil, doesn't have to get up in the middle of the night to encourage the crops to grow. They happen. It happens all by itself. It's there, built in. The sun, the rain, the life in the seeds. It just happens. So I think on the one hand, Jesus was endorsing the wonderful growth principle that we find in a creation designed by a designer God. But the second thing I think that Jesus was wanting to get across here was that he was wanting to liken the natural creation to the kingdom of God. Because he began both little parables by saying, the kingdom of God is like. So, in the kingdom of God, we should therefore look for growth and for reproduction and for multiplication. And if the church is meant to be an expression of the kingdom of God here on earth, what should we be looking for in the church? Growth. So if we see a church that is declining, there's something wrong. Because God wants growth. And let's face it, we are the church. So in our lives, God is wanting us, whatever our age, to continually grow in God. In spiritual maturity, coming into the likeness of Jesus. And he's wanting us as church to grow in influence as we reach out into the world around us so that numerically the church can grow and multiply. So this afternoon, as we look at the incredible patterns and design in creation in the apple, in the wheat, in the sunflower, and in us, let us also remember that God wants us to grow. And it doesn't matter, as I said, how old we are, we can all continue to grow in Jesus. And as we grow in Jesus, and people see the church as it is meant to be, the church will naturally grow. So we thank God for the harvest, for everything that God has given us, for all his provision. And in response, let us say, God, we want to continually grow in you.